I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
If your like friend was dating somebody who was in the closet, you wouldn't be posting about it and be like, this person's gay. Like, that's outing. That's like concrete information. Sure. Everything else is like Taylor Swift Blue's Clues. Like, it's...
I'm dyking out, you're dyking out. Let's dyke out together, see what it's all about.
Dyking out, dyking out, dyking out, dyking out.
Hi, and welcome to Dyking Out, a podcast that is adjacent to the pulse of celesbian gossip. I'm Carolyn Bergier.
I'm Melody Kamali, and today we're dyking out with comedian and TV writer Liza Dye, a.k.a. Bette Porter Gallery. I have to throw that out. I feel like that's where a lot of our listeners know you.
Yes, and also we've already had you on the podcast. You're one of the
so they know.
Few return guests. Usually the rule is only we let people return if they were on before Melody was co-host.
Oh.
But we need updates.
No, I want you on actually every 3 months to do
it. Yeah, I think we need this to be a recurring
at least annually,
segment.
Biannually.
No, I'm saying quarterly state of celesbian.
We're not
gossip.
Biphobic. We'll have you biannually. We'll have you.
There's too much going on right now. Like, we have to just do this. Like,
we need to keep everybody informed because Melody and I aren't great at keeping people informed on what's going on, and somebody has to do it. So
somebody's gotta do the dirty work.
Yep.
Before we get into that, a few announcements. We're back at Stonewall July 25th. I'm doing my show Love's a Pitch again July 27th. Also have a show with Honey Burlesque at the Sultan Room July 21st. If you want to know about any of those things, make sure you are following us on Instagram. Also, Melody, why should people join our Patreon?
Because that is where you're going to probably get some more, you know, hard-hitting gossip.
Hard-hitting gossip stuff we won't say.
I'm talking specifically from this episode. You're going to want to join the Patreon because we're going to go in harder on that today, probably.
Yeah, you have no idea how much shit we just talked with Liza in the 20 minutes leading up
and
to this recording.
It wasn't even the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. We could
My
go
pulse is
on.
Racing. My pulse is racing. L-word gossip. Just any, I mean, always
truly
L-word.
Local goss, Hollywood goss. I mean, we went everywhere.
Out goss.
In that short amount of time.
A short amount of time.
Can you imagine the damage we could do in this world?
Oh my gosh. Go. Wow.
And why not? Everyone else is. Let's just do it.
Mm-hmm. And if you like that, you can review us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Okay, let's get into it. You know, we're recording these episodes all out of time, so we are giving you gayest things of the week. But if it sounds like, hey, why is this Pride thing so late?
That's why.
That's why. So, Melody, what was your gayest thing of the week?
When our Patreon episode came out, the patrons knew I was sick. Got sick just in time for Pride weekend. So I did have to give up a lot of tickets to a lot of fun things. I did still go to the Dyke March. And
yes.
I did still hold on to my Brooklyn Boyhood ticket. That one I couldn't let go of. Like, yeah. I had to go dance at least once that weekend. I had a sinus infection. It was, like, on the mend.
Yeah.
There. And I thought of you, Carolyn, because you're always talking about Girls in Wonderland has those stoplight parties. Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Where it's like you wear, do you wear or do you get a wristband?
You get a wristband that's green means single, yellow is proceed with caution, and red is like not interested, coupled up, whatever, which I think is genius. And I think they should have that system at all queer events anytime.
Yes. And, well, Brooklyn Boyhood, Liza, what is Brooklyn Boyhood? Because I was just talking to Mila Miles, who said you guys used to go back in the day at the beginnings of Brooklyn Boyhood,
oh,
because it's
God.
Been going on since 2009, BIPOC focus.
Yeah. It's OG.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my best friend about this. He had never heard of it, which I was just floored by. I thought it was like, you know, this cool hip like thing now. But yeah, Brooklyn Boyhood, it's like an organization, a collective, entrepreneur. Like they have their own company. They lived in like this brownstone. They had a brownstone back in the day. I'm sure that's where they still operate out of. I honestly don't know. I hope no one from there is listening because they're like, that's not what we do at all. But yeah, they would throw parties back in the day. I mean, it was really just a safe space. It was sort of like the bottom floor would be where the parties were. The middle floor was sort of like the office spaces. You know, they had a calendar they would shoot with like just black trans men like in Brooklyn, but like from Oakland and like Atlanta, wherever, Houston. Yeah, their 420 parties specifically were epic. I have a really funny, like, my first Brooklyn Boyhood 420 party was, like, crazy. The cops came. It was insane.
Ah.
And, but yeah, they would just throw these awesome events and parties. And a lot of the OGs are still around today. Ryan, shout out to Ryan, who's an artist. I don't know if a lot of I think some people have, like, moved to LA and, like, other areas and stuff. Some people may even be abroad. But yeah, it's OG. And yeah, Mila and I have some really funny stories from back then.
I heard some. I mean, yeah, like you mentioned, it's like a safe space, right? So
yeah.
With them, it's all about consent and intention. So when I walked in, they immediately had a sign and it had the wristband code and you could wear one of 3 wristbands and it was at the
new
Bell House. Yeah, it wasn't like in the backyard. It was like at the check-in at the Bell House. You could either wear a blue wristband, which was here to make new friends, an orange one that was pre-existing homies only, and red was chillin' alone, do not approach.
What is that? Who goes to a party if you don't want to be approached by anybody?
Capricorns. I would do that. But can you see, like, if you're at a party, you know, I'm having my, like, arms down for the listeners. Like, can you see someone's wristband if you're, like, at a party?
You just have to be dancing,
if you're holding a
little
drink,
more Middle Eastern, hands up. Like.
Yeah, no, people are holding drinks. I think it's...
It was mostly blue.
I am the red wristband, because I would be like, leave me alone.
It was fun.
You're just observing, trying to pick up.
I'm in the corner, like, Porter Gallery, reporting live, what's going on? Nobody bother me. I need to observe everything
Respect.
That happens.
That's the only case that makes sense, but going to a party and being like, don't talk to me. Just here to chill by myself.
I love it.
Do it at home. What?
All right. Was that gay enough for you, Carolyn?
That was pretty gay. All right. Yeah.
What's the gayest thing you did this week?
The gayest thing that I did, even though I went to, what, 2 Hot Rabbit parties, Queer Garden,
oh
Dyke
my
March.
God. Hot Rabbit.
Hot Rabbit.
Haven't heard that name since 2012. That's great. That's a throwback.
It's big. It's big now. It's
growing. I didn't mean to interrupt you, though. No, yeah.
No. I went back. I think the first time I went was like in 2013, 2014.
Yes.
And it was just like at a smaller bar in Brooklyn. And now it's like the biggest Pride party
of
the year. People were waiting in line for like 45 minutes.
What?
It was at $3 Bill, which has the inside space, then outside, then a downstairs outside, which is like enormous.
Yeah, that is new.
And then a new room. And I didn't know any of that existed. It was crazy. Did all that. But the gayest thing was putting on Love's a Pitch, which was a queer dating show that I put on that Liza was a contestant on. It was pure chaos. It was our second time doing it. But this was to crown Pride's hottest catch. The winner was supposed to get tickets to the WNBA Pride game, but Vanessa got sick and couldn't make it.
That's the person who won?
Yeah, Vanessa won.
Yes,
yeah.
The Taurus, period. Yeah.
Yes, that you called. Yeah. There were like a million. There were a million gay moments. And I think, what was it? Kendall was like, what's your sign? And then Liza's like, Taurus, like just calls it from the crowd. Some of my favorite moments were Kendall calling out the one contestant for being at the woods the night before and making out with 2 people.
Oh my God, that was crazy. I think I have video of that. It was insane.
That was nuts. Our sloppy judges spilling the drinks.
Oh my God.
Over and over. And then Liza was the last of the 10 in the first round, which maybe there should be 8 because it was just like too unhinged at that point. And I felt really bad. I was like, oh my gosh, definitely should have only had 8 people. But you were so funny. Just calling. Because you made Jess Henderson laugh so hard that she threw her body back and then knocked over the stool that we brought so they would stop knocking over drinks, and knocked over 3 drinks simultaneously just at the comment that you made.
I love the way you broke that down because I thought I did it with my mind. Like, I fully thought I was on some, like, gay
That's
Matilda shit.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Matilda is gay. Yeah.
Hey, you said so. You're like, these 3 gay stooges over here just knocking over their drinks, and then just goes back, boom, and then 3 drinks just fly off the stool.
Lorena Rossi.
Kendall Payne and Jess Henderson.
Right? Yeah.
It was chaos. So what was your take on it?
Oh my God. Yeah. I literally was just telling someone about this show last night, the people that I'm staying with, which is going to be my gayest moment of the week, but I'll get to that. But yeah, it was incredible. Like, I had no idea what I was getting into when you asked me. And I was like, sure, whatever, you know, got to take the gig. I went and did it. And I love you guys. I'm like huge Dyking Out fan. So I will do anything you guys ask me to do, truly, whenever.
Good to know.
If you're like, go rob Cara Delevingne's vagina room, I would do it. I would do it. I'll do whatever.
I will join you.
Yeah. I'll do whatever you ask me to do, as long as it doesn't involve like police or something. And like, and so maybe like a hot lady cop if it's like that. But anyway. Yeah, didn't know what I was getting into. Had no idea what to expect. And even, like, Jess and I were arriving at the same time, like, walking opposite ends of the street. And Jess was like, are you doing the show? Because we had just done her show the night before.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I guess. And Kendall and I, we were talking, and I just kept being like, what is the vibe? Like, am I going to be on stage? Or, like, well, I just didn't know. And you did send a very, like, thorough email in,
right,
you know what I mean? But I just, you know, I had so much going on, like, weird Wi-Fi, my sublet, I just, you know, whatever, I didn't see it. So, like, yeah, didn't know what I was getting into. Fully just blown away. Absolutely, like, completely entertained for, like, the 40 minutes that we were there. I was in, like, a time warp. Like, I don't even know how long we were there.
I think it was, like, over 90 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, like, just laughing so hard. Like, really thoroughly entertained. I have not been entertained that way at a live show. Like,
what an endorsement.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time I had that much fun.
If you put 100 sloppy and thirsty dykes in a room, entertaining things will happen.
It was such a positive energy. But I find that to be the case with a lot of queer shows in general.
Yeah.
Like, queer shows just always have good energy. Everybody's just like, yes, this is our space. This is our moment. Like, my best shows are always gay shows.
Yeah.
But that was like another level. Like, that was insane.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that.
I'll do more queer shows because you're changing my mind hearing all this. Oh, I mean, yeah. That's not like a straight stand-up show, but those are some of my toughest shows.
Queer shows?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Or like if there's more of a mix genders, definitely those are the best ones. But when it's like hard lesbian audiences, there's something
interesting
that feels off.
I mean, when Melody was going to do the Stonewall show before she was co-host, she was very nervous about it because she's lesbians hate me.
I was talking to Ashley Gavin about it. It's a thing.
Yeah,
she was like, she walked into a show we were on once. She was like, gotta fucking hate gay shows.
Wow, that is so interesting.
Oh, you heard it here first. Ashley Gavin hates gay shows.
No, come on. Right. She has her own. I'm sure she enjoys it.
She has her own weekly show.
I wonder now, hearing you say this, I'm wondering if it might be, I hate to be like, it's a New York and L.A. thing, but my first gay shows I started doing, I think we're in LA. Yeah. And maybe because it is like so spread out, like maybe the hunger and thirst for the content is more oh my God, it's a gay show. Like we gotta go. And so maybe because it's so readily accessible here, I don't know.
It's changed post-pandemic. I think the post-pandemic crowds are more like lively and more into it.
Beforehand, it would just be a lot of cross-armed white lesbians who are just like, looked angry. And then you'd go, but then they come up to you after and be like, that was a great set. And once Allie and I were like, interesting, can we ask why you weren't laughing? And they were like, oh, we're lesbians, we've heard it all. And we're like, come on.
Yeah. Just give us a laugh.
Jess said that my friend Ryan's partner said that after the show or something, she saw her during the show and was like, hey, are you enjoying the show? She was like, oh yeah, it's great, I just hate live comedy, like she said. And I was like, I mean, same, but yeah, I get it.
That's so funny.
I mean, we hate it because it's work.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it is our job. Like, that's what I am constantly explaining to people. I'm like, I don't really, this sounds so pretentious. It's like, I don't go to shows that I'm not doing. Like, I'll go support, but it's truly like a disability thing, a money thing. I just don't have money to like go to these shows. I'm not getting paid for. But like, yeah, it is our job. Like, I'm clocking in when I go and do a show, and I'm like, do you go to work on your day off? Like, no, you know, like, so, but it's a tough gig. It is. I think people are like mesmerized by it, but it's like, it's so much work goes into it.
I rarely go to a show that I'm not on, but I did go to Alex English's show and Gary Richardson, and I forget the third guy that
Devin Walker.
Devin Walker, yeah. Dad at the Jane on Monday because
the
I wanted
Jane
to
Hotel.
See Robbie Hoffman.
Okay.
Because she's just one of my favorites. And
is she a stand? Does she do? I felt like she did like character kind
no.
of work.
Okay, no,
she
no,
does
no,
like
no,
stand up.
No. Yeah, yeah. She does stand up. And then Hannah Einbinder was there too.
Period.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about Hannah? Do you watch Hacks?
I'm halfway through the second season.
I only watched the first episode of the second season. I don't love Hacks as much as everybody else. I'll say that.
Yeah, sure.
Go into hiding. You have that on the record. Now go into hiding. Because
most people
love it. People love it. So people, my friends that I would never expect to even know about it are like, oh, I love Hacks. I'm like, you're watching Hacks? So it's the hit show right now. So congrats to them. That's awesome.
Yes, very happy. Happy for all involved. It's just like a personal taste thing.
Hannah's the hot girl on the block. The girls are loving her.
And stalled her. I had to get to the lesbian cruise episode. Like, that's why I was like, I finally
I'm gonna watch it for that.
Started watching the second
Jean Smart's
season.
Like performing at a stand-up at a lesbian cruise.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Is it giving the L Word lesbian cruise episode? Do you remember this? And there's like a... Wait. Yeah. Isn't there like a cruise... Because there's like a cold open cruise scene.
Yeah, there's a yacht party episode, and then there's like a Olivia
I'm sorry,
cruise
why don't
episode.
I remember this?
No, yeah, it might be like a weird, blurry season for everyone. Like, I want to say like season four. I'm probably wrong.
Season four is the one. I know the best because I had it on my iPod video. It was brand new to have video on an iPod.
With a click wheel?
Yes, and I would watch it and truly masturbate because Carmen was on it. And I worked at an indie theater, and I would work in the box office and just jill off to season four.
What, is that the lesbian jerk off? Jill off? J-I-L-L? Or like Jill Gillette? Gillette razors? Gillette razor off? What is going on?
So season two was the Olivia Cruz one because that's the one where they like dress up and role play on it. So Dana and Alice are together and they're only together in season two.
Oh.
People are already crying listening.
Well, I think we need to ask you.
What's the gayest thing you did this week, though?
I was real nervous about this. I'm not going to lie. I was panicking. Everything I do is probably so gay. So it's one of those moments where it's like, what was the last movie you saw? And you just saw one and you're like, I don't know. But like, I think the gayest thing I did was move into what I've been referring to as Bette and Tina's house. I just moved in with the real life Bette and Tina. Yeah. I moved in there yesterday. It's the real life Bette and Tina. The wife is like on the creative board at like MoMA. It's just literally Bette Porter. I'm living at Bette Porter's house.
Hold on. Is it the one whose art was in the latest season of the L Word?
Well, I don't know if she herself is an artist, but she's like a curator.
The curator at the, or I don't know if she's the curator, someone at the Pace Gallery. And her art was featured in the new season, and she was at Hens for the episode.
Aja?
Hens makes me laugh every time.
Deja.
Is her name Deja?
No, she's an artist.
So Deja calls herself real life Bette Porter. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to create a show. It's going to be who's the real life Bette Porter?
Well, okay. So the Bette Porter that I'm staying with, the wife is, you know, Tina-esque. They have an Angelica in everything. It's crazy. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. I'm fully on my Jenny Schechter in their basement, like writing season 5 of Lay Girls. Like, it is out of control. The new sublet.
You are a scriptwriter.
Oh my God.
I met them in LA with the ex that I just showed you in Kate Minnick's Instagram. And just dropping all these shout outs. Who cares? The world's ending. Let's go.
Let's do it.
So, I'm just popping off in the pool house with Shane and Bette next, you know, right to share in the driveway. Tim's moving out. It is like
good vibes.
Such good vibes.
They're not fighting. Yeah.
Oh, no. You know, after I moved in, we were sort of sitting on the porch having drinks last night. Angelica was quietly asleep in bed, sound asleep. And I was like making Bette and Tina jokes like, oh, I'm staying at Bette and Tina's house. I've been telling my friends that. And the Bette that I'm staying with proceeds to tell me about the dinner that she had with Jennifer Beals, but also with the woman who Bette Porter is sort of based on. Like, we were talking about it. I was like, oh, I guess Eileen Chaykin, obviously you guys know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Sort of weaved a few people in together to create that character.
Right.
But yes, she was telling me about the woman in LA who the artist side of the Bette Porter character is actually based on. And I was like, oh, I've never heard of this person before. It was like knowledge to me. So yeah, it's lit right now. July's going to be crazy. I'm so down. That's the gayest thing I did this week.
This month.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I guess I didn't stop to think that probably most of the characters were based on people that Eileen knows.
Now we want to know everyone.
Well, Rose Garcia is Poppy.
Yeah, that I did know.
Yeah.
That was the story. Yeah. And like that, her and Janina, is that how you pronounce her name? Gavankar, who played Poppy in the show. I don't know how to pronounce her name. She's friends with Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. They met at a bar one time. Or they didn't meet, but they were at the same party or something.
Okay.
And, you know, they kind of had this moment like, oh, you're playing me, right, or whatever. And so, like, I think Jenny told that story.
In season 5, I want to say, there's the party that Jenny throws, and it's all the Les girls.
The cast.
And cast meeting the real ones.
Yes.
That episode, that's when they do the brownies, right? When they have the brownies?
Yes.
Yeah. And who shows up? And is like angry. Tasha, is it Alice's girlfriend?
That's the my lover Cindy.
She
comes,
showed up at that party.
Don Denbo comes and breaks up the party because she's mad that Shane slept with Cindy.
Like without her permission. Right.
Yeah. Confronts her there.
Not this turning from Dyking Out to the L Word podcast, truly. We got to get it.
There's already plenty.
Right.
You can't not. It's just, it comes up. It's truly word vomit. It's lesbian word vomit. It's like, the L Word's always going to come up.
So you're in New York now. Usually you're in LA. I thought you were going to be here for June, but what? You're just having such a good time. You wanted to extend that?
Yeah, there's no lesbian bars in LA.
Yes. Are you meeting anyone? Anyone cool?
I wish. Whitney Houston voice. Do I have her? I ever sent you that? You know that Whitney Houston from the Diane Sawyer interview? She's like, I wish. I wish I was meeting someone. No. I'm like very Capricorn, like tunnel vision right now. I'm like trying to get the career
popping,
get the bag, and then I can get the girl.
What's
you know
your
what
type?
I mean? My type is this girl that lives in Paris.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Great.
I was talking to my lover, Allie, about it because she was texting with you about it.
Wait, what did
like,
I say?
I was like, wait, what is her type? And she was like,
oh, she was like makes jokes about models.
Like supermodels?
No, this girl is a model. I have a crush on her. But I'm not like, oh, I like models. That's not it. I probably was like, oh, I like tall girls or something. Yeah. But that, it's not even that. I just like a girl to be my height or taller. Mm-hmm. I'm 5'7".
Oh, me too.
That's like average height, yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. I'm not asking for a lot.
Wait, any signs you won't be with?
Yeah.
Oh, that is such a good question. I don't know. No, I'm open.
Let's
whatever.
Do it.
Okay. I'm thinking of...
Are you matchmaking in your mind?
Yeah.
She can't stop.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Let's do...
I mean, that's why I asked you to be on Love's a Pitch. Because I'm like, hot
Let's
ticket
do
here.
A Love's a Pitch... Eliza's loves a pitch, yeah. Or Liza's a pitch, like Bet Porter Gallery. It's you know, what was the show Tiffany Poehler was on with Flavor of Love? It's like, you know, something like that. You know, yes. We pitch it to like Logo. Does Logo still exist? You know, something like that.
Yes.
12 Dates of Christmas, but it's all gay.
I mean, do we talk about Kara first?
Yeah, we got to start with Kara.
We have to.
It's been on my mind. Honestly, like, my spirit is not going to be right until we just discuss it. What's happening, I think, is that she's just tired. You know, like, I really wanted to get into it at the last live show you guys did.
Yeah,
the Jacking Out at Stonewall. And thankfully, you guys had some Kara material up top with, like, images and everything. And I was like, yes, thank you, God. Like, yeah, it had just happened. I was so glad you guys were covering it. But yeah, like, I just kind of tiptoed around it. But like, yeah, everyone's like, oh, she needs help. And it's like, okay, yeah, sure. But who doesn't? You know, she's just going through what we all are going through, but like on a public scale.
Mm-hmm,
like,
right.
That picture of her with that bottle and she's like wasted at that party where the New York mayor was. It's like, yeah. I've literally looked like that every day since Christmas, but
right.
I'm not as famous as her. So like no one cares, but like,
I know my friend sent me videos from Girls in Wonderland. I'm like, great. Now you have blackmail. Like if people were catching me in those moments, it would not be great. It would be, people would be like, is she going to rehab? And I'm like, no, I'm actually fine.
And that is exactly what people have been saying about Kara, like everything. And they're like, Kara, someone was like, Kara's about to go to the Finley rehab, like all this stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, but like, you know, you have to keep in mind, this is a person, she's probably been working since she was like 15 or something crazy, you know, like,
right.
And she comes from this like aristocratic family allegedly and stuff, like, you know, she's probably been through some stuff.
Yeah.
So like, I get it, but it's also amazing and very entertaining. But she's been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
And I think straight people are just finding out about it, so now it's like a thing, you
know?
Oh,
yeah. And it's like, we party, yes, and a lot of us will get fucked up and act stupid, and yes, it's, but we're not getting invited to red carpet events and going with Megan Thee Stallion, and like, yeah, I'm sure
we only got invited to one red carpet event.
Yeah.
That video of her like behind the wall when Megan,
we have to talk about that specifically.
On the red carpet, you can like see every word that she's saying.
It's,
she's like, yes,
it reminded me of like a baseball coach on the sideline, like giving the signal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what are you trying to coach her for?
I mean, she now, unfortunately, when I see, like, did you see very recently Megan Thee Stallion posted a video of her twerking to a crazy degree? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
she's like,
yeah.
Girls from the
me.
South, like, and it's
it
like,
is just like the camera in front of her ass.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's,
I saw this,
expert twerking, and it's very close up, and it's very arousing. I hate that I see it and I immediately think, oh, did Kara see this yet? Like, now, because of that night, just as, like, I associate any good Megan news with, like, what's going on with Kara Delevingne.
Yeah, I still don't know what's up with that Meg Thee Stallion night. I don't know. Azealia Banks had some interesting takes on it, as she usually does. But but yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what was going on there. Azealia was kind of saying that, you know, Roc Nation, and she, you know, she kind of, if you're not someone that subscribes to her, you would probably just label it as like conspiracy. But like, yeah, she was sort of getting into this Roc Nation thing, and the industry pushes Kara on these girls that, you know, they want to be like the fashion it girls. And I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And yeah, it was kind of giving like her friendship with Rihanna from back in the day, you know, how she would just kind of always be with Rihanna, and like, you'd be like, oh, okay, they're good friends, I guess. They have like matching tattoos. Cara Delevingne has a matching tattoo with like every woman, every like queer adjacent woman. I realized this other day. She's got one with like Margot Robbie. They have matching tattoos. She's got matching tattoos with Rihanna. I don't know if she ever got one with Kendall. I feel like Kendall Jenner's like, I don't have any tattoos or something like weird. But like, yeah, she has like matching tattoos with a lot of people. She had one with Ashley Benson. I don't know if they got them covered since it's like X kind of thing. But
right.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah. So Selena's the current Cara victim. So I don't know. Like, prayers for Selena. But they have also been kind of fooling around for a while. I've got some pictures like way down of them on a yacht. Years ago, and they clearly were hooking up. It's very sensual. They're touching each other. They're like taking a shower outside with bathing suits on. And, you know, we all know what that moment is. It's like, we've all been there. And I'm like, oh.
If she's on a yacht with another woman, it's like we don't need to look anywhere.
Going back to the Ashley Benson thing, I always have the most FOMO when I think about, there was a show, I think it's a monthly show called Your Love, Our Musical. That goes on. I'm blanking on the names of who runs it, but a couple of very funny folks. Mm-hmm. And they have audience members tell a story about their relationship, and then they like improvise a musical on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
One night, Cara and Ashley were in the crowd.
This is a live show.
A live show.
In L.A.?
In New York.
Oh, okay.
Cara and Ashley were in the crowd, and they volunteered.
No.
For the story. And it's straight people running the show. So they didn't realize like what was happening. And then they posted images of the show after Rebecca Vigil, that's who.
This was like in a theater?
It was like at the Bell House.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I'm like, what were they doing at the Bell House?
Yeah, I've seen some images of them from like the Comedy Cellar or something, the Comedy Cellar. So I'm wondering, maybe this is around, you know, actors, their agents are like, oh, you know, maybe you should do a play or you should, you know, go do some improv, you know, get ready for the role. So maybe that's what.
Imagine being UCB 101 with Cara Delevingne.
No.
Or I guess it's more on Selena's part, but I'm sure Cara's oh, I know the owner, you know, she knows everyone. So like, but yeah, Selena's show, she's with like Comedy Legend, so I'm sure that probably was like more on her part. It's like Steve Martin.
No, but this was Ashley Benson.
Oh, Ashley. Yeah. Wait, okay. God, I cannot keep my Cara Rolodex together.
Right.
Okay, Ashley Benson.
Is Ashley Benson?
Holy shit, I was totally picturing Selena Gomez this whole time.
I mean, it's hard not to. Like, there's a makeout scene that's been going around for Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
So you mentioned Amber Heard, and I want to talk about...
Please. I'm an OG Amber stan.
The Raven Simone. The Raven...
Oh yeah,
Raven Simone turning
Holy
her back.
Shit on the Tesla, the Tesla charging video. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
well, that video showed that she was a fan. But then since then,
that Raven was a fan of Amber.
Yes,
right. Because yeah. Raven said Amber didn't even know who she was, which is absolutely bonkers right. to me.
Raven and her wife. I don't know her name.
Good, because I was gonna say it, and I'm like, fine. Miranda, okay. Shout out Miranda. Come do the podcast. Yeah, it's
yes.
fine.
Come on, Miranda. Sorry about
I've
that.
Been trying to get Raven on.
They see Amber Heard at a charging station for Teslas, right? Last year, 2 years ago, and they're freaking out, and they go on Instagram, and it's just like a series of videos of being like, I'm gonna go say hi, like,
yeah,
they're just like geeking out. But like, cut to the trial, they're doing comedy videos like with Amber as the butt of the joke
and making fun of Amber's like testimony, and yeah, just like,
and it's like, we thought y'all were fans.
Yeah, just Raven thought we forgot.
I know. I did not. I got upset. Like, I was legitimately like,
yeah,
upset
I was like, this is
when
bold.
I saw
this.
Oh,
is bold.
Really?
Yeah.
You remember. I didn't remember. Like, I've seen all of this, obviously, but, like, I didn't even... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remembered it because you posted it, and that's right. how important you are.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing yeah. anyone's ever said to
that's
me.
That's the only way I would have known about it. You had posted
I freaked out
them.
About the Tesla video.
Yes,
that. I was like, this is insane. Every word that is said in that clip is insane. Yeah. Like, from Raven's like, how do you know that's Amber Heard, babe? She's got on sunglasses and a hat. And Miranda goes, oh, because I have something called celebrity dar. And I was like, this is the, you're married to a celebrity. How do you, why, what is this marriage? What is happening? Yeah. Like, crazy. And then, like, yeah, the picture at the end of the video, yes. like, you can kind of see the reflection of Amber in like Raven's sunglasses. It is that is the craziest video in lesbian
yeah.
gossip history. Truly, just the chaos. It was crazier than Love's a Pitch. The chaos levels were close, not quite as crazy as Love's a Pitch, but like truly almost there. And like, yeah, I didn't think about that. Maybe I did, but I forgot. But yeah, that. You know, they definitely give, you know, they're trying to do TikTok. They have a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I'm sure
like
they're like, let's be relevant and
video.
Do what's trending
yes.
right now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I guess they are fans of Amber. So, yeah, why would they throw, you know, be
really
shady to her like that? I don't
it
know.
Was shady.
Did y'all watch that trial or like keep up with it?
So I watched only part of the Johnny Depp stuff and was like, wow. Couldn't you imagine being friends with him and being on the end of those text messages? Like, he sounds like such a douchebag. I know, like, everybody was like, sympathy for Johnny Depp, but I couldn't get over the way that he writes.
Sorry,
in his
what?
Yeah. I don't
I
know.
Was team just Amber. Me.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't follow it closely. I don't care for either of them, but the way he texts, it's like as if he's writing some.
No, they were bizarre.
They're so bizarre. I'm like, whoo. And
I'm
like, why is everybody like being like, justice for John? I'm like, he seems like an asshole.
People hate women.
People
yeah,
hate
well,
women.
Yes, 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 I know.
Love a man like that. That's like a fan favorite, you know, a character favorite and stuff. But yeah, that whole thing is still very weird and wild. It gives like the Kim Kardashian Paris robbery to me. Like, I don't even know if I believe any of it still. I'm like, what is this about? What is like really going on yeah. here? You know what I mean? But like, I was just there for Tasha Van Rie. I was hoping she was going to be on the stand. Amber Heard's longtime, like, really first big public partner so when she started to become famous.
Yeah.
Tasha Van Rie, this artist who is really the originator of the Celesbian hat, of the Celesbian brimmed hat that, you know, Linda
hat?
Perry has made famous and these sorts,
right.
sorts of people. Yeah, she's the OG of that hat, of the Celesbian hat trademarked. And, like... I was there for Tasha. That's how I got into this lesbian gossip game was Amber Heard and Tasha Van Rie.
Okay.
They were dating when I was in college, and I was like, who are these women? You know, they would be, like, styled to the night. I mean, they just, you know, they would go to Tasha's, like, art exhibits, and, like, Amber would just be... Amber was, like, out. She's kind of always been out. Like, she never was closeted. She didn't really care who saw her with her girlfriend. She would be holding her hand on the red carpet and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm an Amber stan, obviously. And, like, Raven, we can fight... Because I know you try to act like you're a stan. Meet me in the parking lot at Wegmans and we'll fight.
So for the trial, I mean, I was surprised at just the different names that were being pulled in. But Io Tillett Right?
That's a throwback.
Yeah, so that was a surprise for me to see.
I didn't see that day.
Him involved in the butt poop thing.
Oh, wait. Why was he a part of that?
I think he was an accomplice to the bed shitting.
That is so, like, what is that? That's what I mean. Like, what is going
this
on?
This is all insanity. But then I, like, you know, for anybody, Io is a trans man, a writer, activist.
Yeah. They have a house that they built with their bare hands in, like, Palm Springs or the Joshua Tree. They live in Joshua Tree.
Yeah, yeah. All sorts of, you know, just a very impressive person. And then to find out that they were, you know, I don't know if they took the photo of the poop or like what, but it was.
There's
like
an image of the feces. I didn't know this. There's an actual image of it.
Yeah, I thought they took a picture of it and sent it to Johnny Depp, and that was like the whole.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the details of the poop story. I just kind of would scroll by it on Twitter.
Yeah, that's the headline that's going to get me to dig deeper.
You and SNL. That was a cold open.
Was it?
Yeah.
What else?
Love you, Amber. I hope you got your Tesla keys that day from Raven. From the Raven moment.
I forgot about
she got
that.
Locked out of the car.
At the chaos. End of that.
The video is chaos. Nothing will ever top it. Amber locks herself out of her car, and then Raven and her wife leave. And they don't even help.
They go, sorry, hope you got back in your car. It was a cute picture, though.
They don't even help. They charge their Tesla and go.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Go to the Supreme store so Raven can buy more Supreme and fuckboy shit. I dress exactly like her. I don't know why I'm dragging her.
God. Oh, good.
Asmarie. Are y'all like into. Do you know Asmarie? What's her last name? It's like Raven dated this person for years.
No.
I am desperate for the tea. I need to know what happened. I mean, obviously, I guess it just ran its course because apparently they are like childhood friends.
Okay.
It seems like it's like that person you've just grown up with, you know, Raven's been working her whole life, and I think they sort of just fell in love and have been together, and I'm just trying to figure out how we went from Asmarie to Miranda. I need to know what happened in that period of time, in that window of time.
That's like, why we need Raven on the pod.
Okay, because I'm looking at Asmarie, and it's like, yeah, I understand what you're saying now.
I've emailed you three times, Raven.
Ray and Miranda, come on the pod, 8 p.m. YouTube channel, shout out 8 p.m., y'all come do Dyking Out podcast.
Come on.
Okay, another one I'm curious about, because this was a story that fell apart that we got excited about.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, no, Sandy.
What happened there?
Sandy.
There was a rumor.
It was a dead end. Everything I tried. If there is any truth to it, and I don't even know if we need to do like a, you know, just a little brief summary for the listeners. But like, if there is any truth to it. It's either she has an incredible PR team, which she can afford. She's a Taylor Swift level. Like,
yeah.
You know, she can get shit cleared off the internet if she needs it to be. It's either that or it's just not true. And someone messaged me, I think, on Bette Porter Gallery and was like, my best friend works on is like her assistant and like, it's not true. And I was like, okay. So, but everything there was like this image that Jill Gutowich found. Shout out Jill. Like, and it's the body language is like incredible. There's this blonde woman. I think she's like I'm not a sports person. She's like, I don't know. I don't want to say a soccer player. I don't know. But her finger, you know, they're in this like, you know, just taking an image at like an award ceremony or something. But her finger, it's like giving, you know, it's the Carol glove kind of thing.
Yeah,
and she's
like
in this weird like finger lock pulling Sandra's or Sandra maybe is pulling her shirt or something. It's, you know, it's a little interesting.
Yeah.
You know, anything that I would try to follow and trace it went nowhere.
Okay.
So I don't know. I did hear a rumor about Sandra Bullock years ago when I first moved to LA from like a straight girl who was like, Sandra needs to come out or something. And I was like, oh, I never even considered Sandra Bullock, you know, at all to be like on the chart or anything. But like, yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I have no idea. I will say, if I'm just giving my personal opinion, I believe it.
I think so.
I could see her hooking up with women.
And now, what are the keywords that listeners who aren't familiar with this one should plug into Google to do their own?
Oh, God, I don't even know. I can't remember. I'd have to go back to those images and stuff
because
and see.
Wasn't the rumor that she was, like, marrying another woman or got secretly married or something?
Oh, yeah, it was like a blind item?
Yeah.
Whoa, it was that she was marrying her, like marrying a woman.
That's what I thought.
Was the person she married her assistant? Was that what the story was? Or was someone that worked with her, closely with her?
But I don't think she ever got married.
She was famously married to, she had a very public marriage, right?
Yeah. Jesse James, right? Wasn't that his name?
That sounds right. And that was kind of negative, right? Or it ended poorly, not well. Sandy, listen, I don't know. Did you guys see that clip I posted when it's like her and Kate Blanchett doing that press for, I'm assuming, Ocean's whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, they talk about queer Ocean's undertones.
Eight. Sandra's literally like, a lot of us are LGBT. And then Kate goes, friendly. And then she's like, it's like, oh, what was going to be the end of that statement anyway? Like, right. It's just like, okay. So I don't know. Like I said, my opinion is that I think there could be something there. I think it's like a Taylor Swift, Kendall Jenner thing. But that's just me.
Who's your least favorite celesbian couple?
Oh, least? Ooh, that's a good one.
We'll do positive, but we got to know.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. Like, but this is why they should come and do the pod. It's not even my podcast. I'm not going to be here when y'all come and do it. But my least favorite is Miranda and Raven. Like, they just drive me fucking crazy. Before them, it was Elliot and Emma. You know, when they would be dancing and shit. I was like, stop.
Yes.
This is embarrassing. This is not the visibility that I want. Please
don't do this. I have to say, it was cringe.
Like, and it's fine. Emma dancing is funny to me. Emma Portner or whatever her name is. Like, that's just funny because I can meme that for days because it's just, you know, it's giving performance art. It's giving Bushwick. It's giving, like, you know, Eagle Rock or something, downtown LA, like, whatever. But when Elliot was involved, I was like, I don't know about this.
The way I block that out. The duets.
I don't know about the duets. Yeah.
Thank God that's not happening anymore. Shout out to both of them for just living your lives, being truthful, moving on, and like both finding happiness separately and together, whatever.
Those are divorce goals right there.
Period. Yes.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. That was one of the best handled breakups.
Just
where you believe that they were both like, you know what?
Yes.
This is for the best. Wish you the best. And we're going to do a healthy, what is that? Conscious
uncoupling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
CC. Like,
yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
Did.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's how it came on the scene. And I respect it. Everyone clowned on it for like the next year or two after that.
Damn.
Okay. What I love about you is when there's a clear distaste, I'll say, for a celesbian or celesbian couple.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know where your stance is on Bet Porter Gallery.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll be following these people and I'll like go through my feed and I see that like you like their posts. And I'm just like, is that so you can like engage so that they do appear so you can continue to like share shady comments to your stories, or what's happening? Like, do you ultimately have love for these people? What's going on?
I wish I could think of a specific example. It's probably Raven and Miranda, right? I'd be liking their posts or something. I don't know.
I think that's what made me think of this question. Like them.
Maybe like, you know, that account is so algorithm. I mean, the whole social media is algorithm heavy. No one's getting any content, you know, that's not like based on the algorithm or what the system thinks you want to see. So I guess it is a sort of a masochistic thing I'm doing where I'm like, I hate this so much, but I want to keep hating it. So let me like it so that it can keep giving it to me. Maybe it might be that.
Yeah.
Truly, that's such a good question, though. I don't know.
It's been people that you think are like queer baity, and then it's like, I truly don't even want to say some of the names. Can we bleep this out?
Like, yeah. Okay. You've seen me like a post?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, wait.
Come to the Patreon for the uncensored version.
Well, yeah. No bleeping names on there.
It's $500 a tier.
Yeah, we'll have an unbleeped tier.
A monthly episode with you.
It's $500, and you have to rewatch season 3 of The L Word. Yeah. It's the top tier.
And you got to sign an NDA.
Yes. One moment that I wonder, like, how often this happens to you that I loved on Bet Porter Gallery was you were watching, I don't know if it was like a Hallmark movie with
Ari and Mandy.
With Ari and Mandy. And then the writer or the director responds to your story.
She DM'd me.
Like clowning on this movie the whole time. Like,
I miss it.
How do you handle that? Because like we'll make jokes about like a lot of things, a lot of people. But honestly, like it's not like if the director or writer of something I didn't like, I'd be like, awesome for you. Like, you have a movie. I don't.
Yeah.
So, like, props to you. But I think it's fair to have fun with it. And, like, can we all just recognize what this is? Because that was truly an insane movie.
Yeah.
Is this Love Classified?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't know.
It was the one where they're like on a hike and they can't talk directly about their feelings, so they text each other from 5 feet away.
That did happen.
I remember this, so you don't have to. And then you posted that either the writer or the director reached out to you. Like, was there an exchange or anything? Or were you like,
do you know her name? My memory is so bad from this like subway accident and stuff, but like,
but does that happen like in general?
Yes, this happens and it's happening more. I can give you another example. I think I like roasted this like Converse Pride. It wasn't the shoe specifically that I was roasting. It was like, it was literally the beginning of Pride. Like, I don't even think Pride had started. And all those memes about like corporations on June 29th or whatever. And then it's like June 30th or June 1st. And like, I posted something about it, and I think I just said, like, here we fucking go, or something, you know, just simple like that. And the girl who designed the shoes messaged me and was like, I designed that shoe. I'm behind that campaign. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, do you want me to delete it? And she was like, no, it's fine. Like, I appreciate the feedback. Like, whatever, you know, I get it. And but she did send me this long thing about that and designing it and how there's actually queer people behind these things sometimes. And, you know, these corporations are actually paying queer people and stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's great. I'm sorry. You know, it's a comedy account. I'm a comedian, you know, whatever. It's all in good fun. Like, I'm obviously, what's the saying? Like, there's no such thing as like bad news. Like, any bad news is good news. I'm like, I'm, you know, promoting it. I didn't say this to her, but, you know, my thought is that if I'm making fun of it, I'm still promoting it and giving this thing.
Any press is good press, I think.
Okay, is that it? Any press is good press. Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, it's like, you know, this is a queer space. It's a safe space.
Right.
You know, and like, you know, but it is a comedy account. I try to really emphasize that if people are ever offended or like, this is, you know, you shouldn't say this or whatever. I'm like, I am a comedian. I don't have a filter. This is for comedy. And I do get a lot of messages that sort of offset it. The people that are like, hey, this has been a really shitty year or whatever. I really look forward to your account when I come home and like just seeing your posts. It makes me laugh so much. Like, I get more of those than I get hate, I think.
Yeah.
So it really balances itself out. But yeah, this movie. So wait,
was it the director or the writer?
It's the person who wrote it.
So the writer is Lynn Sternberger.
Perfect. So yeah, Lynn sends me a message.
What is it again?
Love
Classified.
I remember
what's the premise? It's just that someone can't communicate their feelings.
No. That was just like a scene of it.
No, she sent me a nice message and was just like,
I wrote this movie. Ask me anything, but also please tell the queers of Instagram they can watch it with a free trial of hmnow.com.
Okay. That was like so nice.
That's,
you know,
very
what I mean?
Nice.
Like, that's what I mean. That's the ideal follower.
And you just write back, OMG. I love it. You're not even like, trying
just like,
to explain.
Oh, you saw it?
You're just like, OMG, that's great. That's great. Wait, speaking of like corporate pride stuff, Melody, did you get mailed a razor?
I'm so sorry.
Liza just spit out her drink all over.
My Della Vita, I'll get
prompted a spit take.
A spit take.
On me.
But wait, Melody, did you get a razor?
Really? Right now? Carolyn. No, I need to know. Did you get a razor?
Yeah, I got a razor for Pride, a free razor.
I did not get a razor for Pride. Interesting.
Well, I get the package, and above my name, like bigger than my name, above my name on the outside of the package, it's she, her.
Wait.
What?
Outside of the box? On the box?
On the box, above my name.
On the shipping label?
Are my pronouns.
Or on like sharpied onto the box?
No, on the shipping label.
Oh,
printed
the shipping
on,
label, that's out of control.
Printed on, she, her, and then I opened.
How'd they know?
So then, well, I had to fill out, they emailed me and had me fill out a form with my address. So they customized which razor they sent to me, maybe based on my pronouns. No, I get a razor that's like, here's one for your body and here's one for your face, because we know queer people. I'm like, wait a minute, why do I need to be like, you're queer, so here's a razor for your face? It was just a weird experience.
Okay. We're not saying the name.
I would think it would be like a really shady like vagina kind of like thing or something, like reference or something, like, right?
Yeah. It was like specifically.
It was like specifically, here's a blade for your body and here's a blade for your face, because we know that queer people like now need both. Was like kind of the messaging.
No, but what? I get it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You, well, if you're a trans woman.
Yeah.
She, her.
Yeah.
Use the razor for your face. But did that go to every she, her? I don't know.
It was very confusing.
It's giving the Burger King bottom bun. Did y'all see that?
I was just asked about that on another podcast, and I'd not heard of it.
It's just like confusion now. It's just gay pride, corporate confusion.
They're trying to be too in the culture. Like Postmates did their like, here's some bottom friendly foods. Yeah. So like, yeah, Tops. Crazy. Basically, essentially, Tops, order whatever the fuck you want. You can eat whatever you want. But Bottoms, you're going to have to keep it real clean and fibrous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so funny.
I can't believe the razor made me spit my drink.
Because it's so random. Because all of this shit is so random, and you never know where it's going to go. Every year, every June.
This isn't about lesbians, so I have nothing to contribute here. I don't know anything about razors. I haven't shaved since 2014, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God. So you don't have to do it twice daily?
Okay. Yeah.
Can I just say like a weird, no, because then I have to explain the whole accident and stuff if people don't know. I was going to tell you guys, like, you know, I have this injury and stuff. If you know, you know, whatever, Google it. If you
we
don't.
We talked about it on the first episode.
Our first episode, yeah. If you don't know the injury accident we're talking about, just refer to that.
Yeah.
I got to figure out like an elevator pitch to be like, I got hit by a subway train, and then like give a quick thing and then move on. So like, yeah, I got to figure out how to do that and like answer people's questions so they're not like, what? Wait, what? But like, anyway, one day my plastic surgeons came in and they were like, I was in the hospital still, you know, and they were like, got some good news for you. And I was like, what? And they were like, you're only going to have to shave one leg from now on. And I was like, is it good? I don't know.
Oh, like, my God.
Wow. You know, they would always try to like make jokes with me because they knew I was a comedian. I was like,
right,
let's talk about, is my leg gonna have to be amputated? How about that joke? Yeah. Okay, is that what's going on today? Is that on the schedule?
But you still have your thigh shave. So they were,
oh no, not even that, because like that's called the graft site.
Okay.
So actually trans men go through pretty much the same surgery. I'm sorry, I'm not like knowledgeable enough about the proper terminology for like when a trans man is having like genital surgery.
Yeah,
but you have a skin graft.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have a skin graft. Usually the graft site is on a trans man's arm usually. I know Sade's kid has, that's where their graft site was, because they posted images of it.
Thighs too is a popular.
Thighs, yeah, but so my graft site is on my thigh.
Yeah.
Same procedure. They take skin from your thigh. I'm sorry to the squeamish listeners. And then they put, you know, put it on the area where you, in my case, it was my leg. And, you know, someone else's case, I'd be another place wherever you need it. But yeah, the human body is insane, as we know.
Wow.
That's my shaving bit. Thank you so much for that moment.
We got there.
The final question we usually end on to wrap up is, do you have any gossip? But I feel like, I mean, is there gossip we haven't hit on that you want to share?
Yeah, we started asking people who don't normally, aren't known for gossip, if they have any benign gossip for us. But
yeah, or juicy. Yeah,
we've got to come up with it, especially if we're going to do this like quarterly or biannually.
I know. I'm serious. I do want it to be,
I guess,
quarterly.
I need like we need to do like, I guess we would have to break it down into specific gossip or something, like talk about Rebel Wilson and her partner or something, because that's been going on for a while, the Rebel Wilson thing. Like, there's like pictures of them from like Vanity Fair parties and shit. Like, they've been together for a minute, and people just, I don't know if it was like an open secret kind of thing or whatever. And even that is crazy. Like, apparently she was like outed by a gay, like
a
another gay person.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. You know, the OG story is that Carrie Brownstein was outed too in a magazine interview. That's kind of how she came out. She was like outed. And
she's still not that publicly, like she's very private.
Yeah. Kate Minnick used to be like that too. Remember back in the day?
I was just going to say Kate Minnick was outed by Jennifer Beals.
What? Well, I didn't know it was Jennifer.
My recollection of it was that...
That was probably accidental.
It was accidental. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jennifer was doing an interview, and she was saying that when she does the sex scenes and stuff, she's like, oh, I always check in with, like, Leisha or Kate and make sure, like, am I doing this right? Does this feel authentic or something? Right.
Okay,
and Kate wasn't,
accidental.
Like, really out at the time, even though...
the haircut.
I specifically remember like an after Ellen interview, that after show they used to do way back in the day. Gen Z's, y'all ain't gonna know shit about this. This was like so early internet.
Right.
But like, yeah, they did this after show and I think they, Liz Feldman,
yeah.
Asked Kate or something, was like, are you gay? And Kate just kind of got up and like walked away or something weird. So yeah, but like, not like in an angry way. It was like a bit I think they had planned.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I was gonna
laughing
say.
Laughing it off. Yeah. God, we're still outing people. This is like, that's the thing with that account. Like, you know, it has the potential to become very like, I'm outing people. But I genuinely try to wait until it at least hits like Daily Mail or something like that. You know what I mean? Before I talk about it. Or like, I try to have like images of something to go off on.
I mean, I think the difference with outing, like if your like friend was dating somebody who was in the closet, you wouldn't be posting about it and be like, this person's gay. Like that's outing. That's like concrete information. Sure. Everything else is like Taylor Swift Blue's Clues. Like it's, it's just that, like, you know, searching, speculating, having fun with it.
And she's fair game because she makes gay anthems and
Taylor
rainbow music videos.
Oh, dude, she wants it. She wants it. Yeah.
Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chill. Yeah, I was like, I can't believe we didn't talk about that week that Cara Delevingne was photographed like outside of Taylor Swift's house every day. Do y'all remember this from like 2016, 15, something like that? Here in New York, like just standing outside, like waiting for her to open the door, like ringing the buzzer, like different outfits, like truly just several days in a row. Yeah, I have I have Kendall and Taylor Swift theories, but I'm not. I've heard her publicist named Tree is very intense, so I'm not gonna touch that.
All the Swifties, and it's like
we
have like a kind of a rule now. I don't know, do we, or is it just a personal rule where I try not to talk about her on this podcast?
Well, what Karlie Kloss, like what happened there? How many straight women are like, we don't know each other, even though we like had Vogue editorials together in spreads where we were like straddling each other. They're like, I don't know her. It's like, what? That was a clear breakup.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Whatever. But Taylor, something's going on. I don't think, you know, her and Kendall both, I don't think are gay. I think they're like fluid. You know, I'm sure they love the men that they've dated.
Yeah.
But I think also that they are open to women. But I think they're such mega powerhouses and corporations themselves. They're just walking companies that, you know, executives are still like, you have to be marketable to men. What Kristen Stewart was told.
I mean, look how
like,
long it took Taylor to be like, actually, I'm not right wing. You know,
exactly.
So. Right. I think this day and age, there's like less of this. I feel like it used to be like, oh, if you have power and stuff, like you should come out because there are a lot of people who are scared to come out. And they're, yes, they're
that's
still
exactly
like,
what Amber Heard said when she was coming out in the auto straddle video.
Yeah,
that's literally. I think she said that verbatim.
I mean, there are still like a lot of people who are scared to come out and everything. But I'm also like, I don't know. I feel like it, like, let people just like live their lives and do their thing, and it doesn't always have to be like this big proclamation or announcement. And I think people have a right to privacy.
People have a right to privacy, but like, you gotta be on TikTok and you gotta be on Instagram and like let people in your life. So like, you're accurate in what you're saying, but like, it is still a very real thing. If like, if I pop off tomorrow and I get booked on like Abbott Elementary or some show, and it's like, oh, Liza, actually, we're gonna like have you go to the show with like Devin Booker, Kendall Jenner's ex, and like, you know, maybe don't post so much gay stuff. It's like, and they're like, and if you do that, you know, we'll have like a $500,000, you know, thing for you. Then I'm like, okay, you know, I'm gonna take that money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, they will truly like put the money in front of you and be like, this is what you have to do, you know? So I get it, but you're right. Like, it's like, okay, who cares?
Yeah.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to bring it back to the L word because we did start on it. And
that's
we said it was let's bring
perfect
it back for a full circle. The episode where Alice outed a professional athlete.
Ooh, dark moment.
He was.
And he was black.
Yep. Black, gay man closeted, but
at
had
that party.
Said some homophobic stuff publicly.
Oh, right. She did have a good reason. I forgot about that.
Right. Because he was like actively causing harm.
Ooh,
so she thought it was fair game.
That is like so close to the story I was talking about with this comedian last night. Anyway. Oh my God. Yes.
Remember that?
What season was that? Like, that was kind of early on, right?
Right.
That party. We got to start throwing parties like that. We can get Kendall and Taylor to come. Sandy, the whole gang. We can get them all to come. We got to throw those parties.
Please.
Do you remember? You sound like you don't remember it, though.
Oh, no, no, no.
I wish he was in black for this story.
I know. That's why I was like, oh, no, he was black.
Well, whoops. I mean, just for anyone, like, when you're thinking of, like, Republicans who are, you know, having sex in airport bathrooms and all of that and, like, are openly homophobic, and it's like, I mean, yeah, I'll say out them.
Yeah.
Ooh. Because that's so great, because I was wondering what you would say, because you are so Alice in your sensibilities.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Alice Sun. You're Alice Rising.
Yeah.
Sounds like
both, just like her Capricorn.
Sun and Rising. I think I'm an Alice Sun.
Wait, are you
rising
a Capricorn too?
And a Tina Moon. Yeah.
For real?
Double cap, yeah.
Wait, no, we did talk about it.
Yeah.
This is Capricorn trifecta happening. Oh my God.
Happens a lot. We don't intentionally.
We are goats just climbing the Celesbia Mountain right now. That's crazy. That is a good. What made you think of that? Why did you randomly bring that up?
I don't know. We were talking about outing, and like we said at the top of the episode, everything comes back to it, and
Is that episode in your favorite season that you're always watching?
No,
season 4?
I feel like it's very early, right?
Why would you randomly think about that party that Tasha took her to? That is
I'm
so
a
random.
Dyke. Oh no, Tasha. So it wasn't that early.
No, it was Alice's invite, and she took Tasha.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Because Tasha was
like,
so that's like season 5. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, could never happen today, gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
Too problematic. Gen Z would riot in the streets. It'd be too much.
Yeah.
God.
But maybe they would riot about the homophobic remarks and then support the...
That's true. You never know which way they're going to go.
85% of Gen Z is queer.
Right.
I don't know.
Truly, we need Gen Z 8-balls. I'm going to market those. No, you just don't. What's Gen Z going to do? Which way are they going to lean?
Yeah. We have to wrap this up, so...
Before we get more problematic, we gotta go.
Liza, where do you want people to follow you?
Yeah, the problematic queen! You can follow Bet Porter Gallery on Instagram. Should I get a Twitter for Bet Porter Gallery? No. Nah.
Yes!
No, stay
on
Twitter.
Or is it too permanent there?
Let me tell y'all.
Twitter's just awful
in
general.
We don't have time. Can this be two parts, like Kanye's Drink Champs interview?
If I had time and didn't have Lilith Fair karaoke tonight and a vacation tomorrow morning, I totally would. Okay, follow Beck Porter Gallery. Do you want them to follow your personal Instagram?
Sure. If you like Kanye West music, problematic fuckboy comedy, follow my personal account. If you're just here for the gay stuff, follow Bet Porter Gallery. That's where the good shit is.
Yes.
Sorry for cursing to the Christians, to the gay Christians.
They're out there. You can follow us. Melody, why don't you have that every episode?
Thank you.
When I hosted an open mic, I would try to get energy up by doing this.
Yes.
Follow us at Dyking Out everywhere.
Period.
Follow me at TGI Carolyn.
You can follow me at Melody Kamali.
Raven Simone and Miranda.
Where are you at?
Come on the pod. Come on the pod.
Thanks for dyking out with us this week.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.